Growing up in a scouting family, when your dad is the scoutmaster, scouting doesn't so much change your life, it is your life. And it's a good one. Lots of weekends spent camping, time with friends, learning skills not everyone has, like how to rock climb, canoe, and give first aid. Scouting does get you to do things you never do, like stand in front of people and give a speech. Scouting also gives you the opportunity to get ready for what's ahead in life. Thinking about it, scouting really has changed me. I am more prepared for my future.
Is Tyler Davis going to share with us this morning?
I don't think so. He was in the back changing out of the bear.
Oh, I figured he would keep that on.
What I'd like to speak a little bit about this morning is the 12th point of the Scout Law, entitled, A Scout is Reverent. Today is Scout Sunday, when we recognize the Scouts and the blessings that Scouting brings, not only to our congregation and community, but also to our nation and the world. And since the inception of the Scouting movement in 1910, religious faith has played a major role in the character development of all Scouts, which is one of the primary aims of both the Boy Scouts and the Girl Scouts. It is the purpose of the Boy Scouts of America to provide an educational program for boys and young adults to build character, to train in responsibilities of participating citizenship, and to develop personal fitness. While it is the mission of the Girl Scouts to inspire girls with the highest ideals of character, conduct, patriotism, and service so that they may become happy and resourceful citizens. These goals are more critical today than ever before. A recent Lou Harris poll tells us that the proportion of young people in America today choosing to do what is wrong is alarmingly high. Sometimes even the basic values, such as honesty and respect for others, seem to be the exception rather than the rule. Of Scout-age boys polled during a one-year period, 54% had cheated on tests or homework, 28% had been drunk, 24% had shoplifted, 17% had used drugs like marijuana or amphetamines, and 5% had carried a gun to school. The same study also revealed that the morals and values of American men often fall below the ideal. Only 62% strongly agree that a person should not resort to means that he or she knows is wrong, even though it may lead to success. Only 38% strongly agree that helping others should come before one's own interests. One of four, or 25%, strongly agree that being honest with everyone is not something that pays off in the end in the kind of world that we live in. Scouting is a powerful force to counter these attitudes, and faith in God is at the heart of the programs. In their oath and promise, the scouts pledge to serve God. But why should a scout pledge duty to God? In the words of Lord Baden-Powell, the founder of Scouting, religion is essential to happiness. This is not a mere matter of going to church, knowing Bible history, or even understanding theology. Religion means recognizing who and what is God, and secondly, making the best of the life that He has given one and doing what He wants of us. This mainly means doing something for other people. In fact, it was Baden-Powell's emphasis on reverence that led the Boy Scouts of America to adopt "A Scout is Reverent" as the 12th point of the Scout Law. Some said that the obedience to the 12th law will ensure that the other 11 have been obeyed as well. Here's what the Scout Handbook has to say about a scout is reverent. A scout is reverent towards God, he is faithful in his religious duties, and he respects the beliefs of others. This belief is at the core of service that the scouts render unto others. The fact that there is a striking similarity between the scout oath or promise and John Wesley's own motto, which was, do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. While the Scout Oath reads, on my honor, I will do my best. Honor is a quality we all possess, because of our dignity as human beings and children of God. In doing my best means a scout gives all he has. It means to keep striving to do what we know is right. And in the Scout Oath, it means to try to be good scouts, by fulfilling scout duties as expressed in the scout oath and law.